Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. This is the last weekend for campaigning before the presidential primary in Georgia Tuesday. Both presumptive nominees, President Biden and former President Trump, campaigned there last night, a state seen as pivotal in winning the general election. NPR's Cameron Keith has more.
Although we are calling this a rematch, it is very much a different race. A lot has changed since November of 2020. President Biden has had a lot of time to govern, you know, and with that comes decisions that people who voted for him don't like, including the U.S. role in the war in Gaza. But also there is a record of accomplishments. And for Trump, there was an insurrection that came at the end of his presidency as he clung to power. 91 criminal charges and some significant civil judgments, though none of that seems to bother Republicans.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Federal scientists say this past winter ranks as the hottest on record in the U.S. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
From December to January, the lower 48 states were 5 degrees hotter on average than normal. That makes it the warmest winter in 130 years of record keeping. The trend was most pronounced around the Great Lakes and New England. In February, Alaska was also more than 10 degrees above average. Winters are warming faster than any other season in most of the U.S. That can hurt fruit trees and crops that need cold temperatures. Mosquitoes emerge earlier, which increases the chances of vector-borne diseases. And it reduces the amount of snowpack in the western U.S. that supplies water to millions of people. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Today, Amsterdam opened its first museum dedicated to the more than 100,000 Dutch Jews killed in the Holocaust. Terry Schultz reports.
The Netherlands saw three-quarters of its Jewish population exterminated by the Nazis, the highest proportion in Europe. Now, for the first time, their stories are being told in a national Holocaust museum. Dutch King Willem-Alexander inaugurated the museum along with Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who said it's a pivotal moment for its creation.
This institution sends a clear, powerful statement. Remember. Remember the horrors born of hatred, anti-Semitism, and racism, and never again allow them to flourish.
But Herzog's presence was controversial due to Israel's war in Gaza. He was met with signs demanding an end to attacks on Palestinians, and some even saying he should be sent to the International Criminal Court nearby in The Hague. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A U.S. military ship is on its way to Gaza, carrying equipment to build a pier to help deliver humanitarian aid. Officials say hundreds of thousands of Palestinians face famine. A ship loaded with 200 tons of food for Gaza is still in a port in Cyprus. The organizers had hoped the ship would set sail this weekend, but they're facing challenges in carrying out the mission. This is NPR News. Saudi officials say they saw the crescent moon today, signaling the beginning of Ramadan for the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. Saudi Arabia is home to the holiest sites in Islam. Tomorrow is the first day of the fasting month, in which observers refrain from food and water from sunrise to sunset. It's a period of religious reflection, charitable giving, and spending time with family. This year, Ramadan comes at a time of heightened tensions in the Middle East. A leading drug maker says it will reduce out-of-pocket costs for its asthma and COPD inhalers to $35 a month. NPR's Sydney Lupkin has more.
Boehringer Ingelheim says patients will only have to pay $35 at the pharmacy counter for any of its inhalers. That's thanks to a new program that will start this summer. The company will automatically cover part of patients' copays at participating pharmacies. It will also make the drugs available at that price for people who are uninsured or underinsured. Here's CEO Jean-Michel Bors.
I think everybody agrees that a single entity cannot change the whole system. But on the other hand, we want to be a leader. We want to do what's right for patients. And that's why we decided to take this bold action.
People with Medicare will not be eligible. The announcement follows a Senate hearing in January about the high costs of inhalers. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Hollywood honors its own tonight at the 96th Academy Awards. The atomic bomb drama Oppenheimer has 13 nominations, including Best Picture. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.